There is a great figure who is very important in what is called the Mahayana, the great or big ferry boat on which we all ride. This is the figure of Avalokiteshvara, who in the Far East is called Kuan Yin or Kuan'an. This is the archetypal bodhisattva, the one whose being, sattva, is illumination, but who has not departed from the world. He is always represented with a tiara, a crown of kingly rule, addressing himself to the world. Avalokiteshvara, on the point of illumination, heard the whole world cry out, "If you leave us, we shall have lost our experience of the presence of nirvana." So he remained in the world. He did not leave it. And all of us are aspects, you might say, of Avalokiteshvara, this bodhisattva, this knower, this teacher, insofar as in our intercourse with each other, we are illuminating each other. We're operating in his manner, so to say. This is the great bodhisattva whose image we see throughout the Far East in this lovely figure of Kuan Yin looking down in mercy on the world. That principle of mercy, karuna, which leaves us in the world addressing ourselves to others with sympathy, karuna, compassion for their sense of sorrow. We feel the world is sorrowful. We see people feeling that they are in sorrow, and yet they are actually in delight. The truth is that since this is nirvana, we are all motivated by delight, and so we are, so life is. Then we come into the world, we feel sorrowful. Now there's another figure who is very important and whom I'm sure I have not spoken about before, and this is Amida, or Amitabha. Amita, A-M-I-T-A, means immeasurable, and Bha, B-H-A, means radiance. The Buddha of immeasurable radiance. This is a variety of Buddhism that seems to have come into being around the second or third centuries in northern India, and it went from there to China and Japan. This potential Buddha, on the point of illumination, took this vow. He said, "Let me not achieve Buddhahood unless through my achievement I can bring all beings to nirvana, simply by mentioning or thinking my name." And indeed, when he did become illuminated, there sprang forth before him a great pond. This is known as Sukhavati, the realm of bliss, the realm of delight. And on this pond are many lotuses. Now, the individual who thinks of Amida, the Buddha of immense radiance, will, on death, not be reincarnated in the world, but will find himself seated in a lotus. He will be in one of those lotuses. If he has lived a very bad life, but nevertheless has thought now and then about Amida, the lotus will be closed and will stay closed for quite a long while. If he has lived a spiritual life, the lotus may be almost open. In any case, presently, the lotus will open. But what makes it open? Here are all these lotuses on this wonderful lake. The Buddha himself is seated there. This is the Buddha whose image you will see in the shrines of China, Japan, and many of the shrines of ancient India. His sunlight radiance is penetrating those lotuses with illumination. Just remember, Buddhism means illuminated. The illumination is pouring in. And the waters are of five colors, just as we are all made up of five elements. And they are rippling with a certain song, and they sing. And this is the great Buddhist doctrine. All is impermanent. All is without a self. All is impermanent. All is without a self. This is the basic meditation of Buddhism. The image is given of a candle, the light of a candle. Is that the same light 1 second later that it was before? You know, all the cells in your body change. Heraclitus said, we do not step out of the same river that we stepped into. So also, our bodies are changing. Is there a continuity of anything but recollection or memory? The basic thought of Buddhism is there is nobody there. There is nobody to save. This image of man is just a reflection. based on the activity of your mind. It's an illusion. Now, you say yes to the illusion, sure, because it's the same thing as the non-being. It is not in being. There's a wonderful sutra that says, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. The world is nirvana, nirvana is the world. So don't be anxious, nothing's happening. Get into the spirit of this rippling play with its joys, with its sorrows, with its horrors. At the same time, be aware that there is this void beneath, the full void, the void that makes you one with all things which are no things.